how much time the average person spends stressing out in the grocery store every year? 3,120 minutes. It's true. On average, we make 2 shopping trips a week at 30 minutes a trip. We report high levels of stress. It all adds up. Fellow Toastmasters and honored guests, I'd like to make those 3,120 minutes stress-free. First of all, variety is a good thing, right, John? Sure, but there is such a thing as too much variety. Can anyone explain to me why there has to be 63 varieties of bread at the grocery store? I went there the other day to buy wheat bread. Okay, plain, regular wheat bread, you know the kind of brown bread. Doesn't exist anymore. There's no such thing. Now, you have to choose. You've got fat-free wheat bread, sugar-free wheat bread, carb-free wheat bread, wheat-free wheat bread. No wheat was harmed in the making of this loaf wheat bread. It's overwhelming. Personally, I don't have time to read 63 labels, so I think there should be a new rule. The store should only sell 2 varieties of bread. Moldy bread and not moldy bread. Now, even if you could decipher the product labels, I've noticed that all the healthy food I want to buy is always on the top shelf. Now, this is a problem for me, because if you haven't noticed, Vince, I'm short. Or should I say vertically challenged, and I can't reach. And I've noticed this particularly in the cereal aisle. Now, you know that market researchers lurk in the grocery store aisles watching you shop. And they have carefully determined that sugary, expensive cereal with zero nutritional value, like Fruit Loops, or Lucky Charms, or Sugar Snacks, should be located at kid level. So little kids in shopping carts can grab those while mommy and daddy are still distracted by the stress of the bread aisle. But that means for you to buy your healthy adult cereal, you literally have to climb up on top of the shelves of the sugar cereal and hope you don't cause an avalanche. Get crushed by a mountain of cereal boxes and kill yourself. Because then you wouldn't get to eat the cereal. I mean, what are they thinking? That healthy adults who prefer Grape Nuts to Sugar Smacks are actually going to say, oh, I can't reach the Grape Nuts today, and I can't reach my favorite prunes and cardboard. So I'm just going to buy these nice, conveniently located cookie crisps and calorie creams instead? I think they should place healthy food at a level where those of us who don't play for the NBA can actually reach it. There should be a new rule. The higher the sugar content, the higher the shelf. If you want the sugar rush, you should climb for it. Makes sense to me. But we know that in the grocery store, the rules don't make sense. For instance, if I asked you what product we could describe as America's favorite, you might say ice cream, pizza, or apple pie. Sorry to disillusion you folks. The product that is in the grocery store labeled as America's favorite is none other than Armor, potted meat food product. It says it right there on the can, America's favorite. Now let me read you the ingredient list in case you're wondering what's in potted meat food product. We have mechanically separated chicken, partially defatted pork fatty tissue, no pig's feet though, I see. No peg, love those pig's feet. We've got mechanically separated pork tissue, beef tripe, which is cow's stomach, beef heart, water, salt, and natural flavoring. So now you know. your family, good. No, it's not just the products in the grocery store that stress us out. I think the most difficult and stressful part of shopping comes at the end, when you're faced with that monumental decision. Harder than figuring out which college to send your child to. The decision I'm talking about is, you know it, I see the nod, which checkout line do you get in? Now, fellow Toastmasters and guests, there are a few certain things in life. There's death, taxes, the fact that Michael Jackson will always be in the news, and Murphy's Law of checkout lines. Whatever line you get in, it will be the slowest one. Just as your turn comes, the register will run out of receipt paper, right? Yeah. And it'll be a new cashier, and he doesn't know how to change it. Because he slept through that part of the training. So he'll have to radio for backup while you stand there trying to contain yourself, resist the temptation of lunging across the counter, ripping it out of his hand, and changing it yourself. Because you've seen it done so many times, you know how to do it. I think there should be a new rule. Free groceries! For everyone online when that register runs out of receipt paper. That should encourage the stores to come up with something better. Well, finally, the receipt paper comes, manager's there, backup arrives, they change it, your turn arrives! But wait, there's more. The trouble is not over yet. Despite your careful shopping, there will always be one item without a price. Yes. Get ready, it's your 15 seconds of fame. It's Bob Barker yelling your name. Jill DeBono, come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Missing! The cashier will yell out those five little words that strike fear into the heart of any shopper. I need a price check! And then she'll wave your item around for the world to see. I need a price check on this X-lax laxative maximum stretch. Across the PA system, the announcement will come.
We need laxatives for the lady on line 6, please. Laxatives for that lady on line 6 in the black can.
Everyone will stare at you while you pretend not to notice. Now the checkout line is backed up too. Price checks should be silent, like the bank alarms during the robbery. The cashier should be able to press that secret button under the counter and alert management without saying a word. Fellow Toastmasters and guests, the next time you go to the grocery store, break the grocery store rules. Strike a blow